Well, Kenny was the only non-comedian I ever wrote for. He wasn't a comedian, he was Kenny Everett. And you can't say somebody's a sort of Kenny Everett, there was only one. He was just wonderful. And I wrote the shows initially with Mike McIntyre's father, Ray Cameron, who was a good comic himself and a good writer. And we were put, because we'd met doing a show called Joker's Wild, Ray and I. And we finished up at Thames Television writing Kenny Everett shows. And he was just a one-off. You'd give him an idea and he'd run with it. And I was watching an interview once with a young actress. And she was in a film that had a nude axe murder scene. And this young actress said, quite seriously, it was all done in the best possible taste, which I'm sorry made me laugh. And I told Everett, who laughed a lot, and we decided to have a character who would say, all done in the best possible taste. And it went from there, Everett with a beard in full drag, and he remembered seeing a comic when he was a child called Old Mother Riley, who used to cross her legs violently when she spoke. Isn't it interesting, these little elements? So Everett took over this character, and it's all done in the best possible taste and crossed his legs. And it became amazing. And she was known, she just had the name Cupid. And then he went on the Michael Parkinson show much later, and he was going to come on as Cupid at the beginning of the show. And Michael Parkinson said to me, I've got to introduce her properly. Has she got a full name? I said, Cupid Stunt. And he said, thank you very much. I'll have to rehearse that. Everett with the beard and everything in drag. I mean, it was hilarious. He and Billy Connolly as two older women having tea, two bearded men in drag, two nice old ladies having tea. We had a great time on that show.